I'm literally burying my face in my hands laughing at this intro.
Oh, why?
I still remember. I just threw this together 3 years ago and said, I'll make a real intro later.
This is just the makeshift.
Like, it doesn't even make sense in context to the show.
This whole show doesn't fucking make sense. This was supposed to be for funsies, and it's way more popular than everything else we've ever done.
I guess that should have been expected, right?
Well, I just want to say one thing. That with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment of my life. Ric Flair, 92.
Well, anyway. So, episode 2 of season 4, Triggering.
Yeah.
It was an all Hannah episode.
The Triggering. Highlander 2, The Triggering.
Highlander 2 is a terrible movie.
Highlander 2 is a piece of shit. Yeah, we're aliens. And then Highlander 3 was just like, let's tell the first story again. Like, a little bit more modernized, like, from the 80s up to the 90s, and make the guy black instead.
And then also pretend that the second movie didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, Highlander 3 was the same plot.
Which is the one where the guy can, like, make, like, illusions happen?
What?
Highlander, there's a Highlander 3 where... It's just like, it's as if the first movie didn't happen either. Like, he's just like a regular guy who, you know, is immortal and cuts people's heads off. And instead, he has a son from the woman that, you know, like, but like, so that actually happened. And he's friends with a guy who can make illusions. Like, he can just, like, make you see things. And
the bad guy Mario Van Peebles.
Yes.
That was the third one.
Okay, but you remember there's an Asian guy in a cave that he's friends with,
and he
tells him, you have to kill me, because if anyone else kills me, they get my power. And he's like, I'm not going to kill you. And then the bad guy kills him and gets his power. And then he has to fight a guy full of illusions.
Yeah. Oh, man, Highlander. That's a What Went Wrong series right there. I mean, like, the first movie I watched so many times. What an amazing, just a classic. And the second, you know, I've honestly never seen the second movie.
Don't bother.
Yeah, I've just heard all the bad shit, so I'm just like, oh, I'm going to stay away from that. I think I just watched the third one on TV one day. It was on, like, back in the day, like, Channel 11, WPIX would have all, like, you know, afternoon, like, Sunday afternoon.
Did you ever see the fourth one?
Action. Oh, I went to the theater.
I did, too.
The fourth one.
Holy shit. It was actually good.
Nah, I was just remember not being impressed. It wasn't terrible.
I thought it was a pretty solid story, and I was pretty happy with it.
Endgame, right, or whatever?
Yeah, it was more a movie for the TV show than it was a movie as part of the movie series.
Right, but then, like, they happened to throw, like, Christopher Lambert in it, so.
Well, it's Connor McCloud, Duncan McCloud, so. And then they square off.
Student and the teacher.
And spoiler alert, Duncan gets the rub.
Gets the rub. Yeah. Well, the student, that is Hannah, she's a shitty segue, made it to grad school in Iowa.
Iowa. What's the difference? What's the episode where she gets her bike stolen? Is that the first one or the second one? Because I remember the girl keeps telling her, you don't have to lock up your bike.
So this is this episode that we're talking about, the second episode of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Where, so she is just bringing her bike and she's, like, locking it up. And the first girl that she meets, I forget her name already. She's got a pretty face. She's a big old broad. She's got, like, short black hair. Like Chandra or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, Chandra. So she meets Chandra. And she's just like, yeah, this is Iowa, you know, kind of fucking lock up your
and
bike.
I knew they were planting the seeds. I mean, it was a dead giveaway, but it was still classic.
So they did the gimmick where, you know, it's like the fish out of water, the person in the new place, and you get there and it's like at the very beginning seems okay, but then quickly it's just like one bad luck thing after another that is just like, you know, just adding to her frustration and, like, maybe, like, her homesickness. Like, you know, she's sleeping and, like, I think a bat came into her fucking apartment.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, a bat came into her apartment. She, you know, had to, like, scurry away from there. And then her American Express card wasn't working while she was buying stuff at the store. And Brooks Whalen from formerly of SNL was ringing her up. He's a funny guy. Then her bike gets stolen even after she was told, you don't got to lock it up. This is not New York City, you know. This is Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all of that typical shit is going on. She lost her phone. She had to call people collect. She had to call the girls collect. And
I like that no one knew what a collect call was. Like,
yeah,
anymore.
Like, the girls had no idea, but the parents like understood right away. There, remember collect calls? I've done that.
Do you remember for a while it like had like a resurgence because they had those commercials with David Arquette, COLLECT.
Yeah, there was so many of those, man. 1-800-COLLECT,
1-800-CALL-ATT.
There was all kinds of different ones, like 10-10-10. Like there was like one with Mr. T.
10-10-3-2-1 and 10-10-2-20 or whatever those were. You would use those before you made a phone call, and it would put you on a different exchange. So that, like, you would get billed separately. And typically they had better rates than your normal provider. I can't believe these things existed.
I know. When we were young lads in high school together.
It just sounds so archaic now.
When we were young lads in high school together in Midtown Manhattan at the illustrious LaGuardia High School of Art and Performing Art, I did not have a cell phone, for it was 96 through 2000.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really the big thing. I think my mom had like a fucking brick cell phone, that she had every now and again. But I didn't get a cell phone when I was 22. So if there was a time I needed to make an emergency phone call while I was out in the city or coming home from school or something like that,
you had to use a payphone.
I'd call collect if I didn't have a quarter.
Remember that?
Like having just cash in your pocket, like I need change for the bus. Or for a phone call, you
well,
go and
buses weren't like $8 back then. Remember, like,
no.
Like if you try to use quarters to get on a bus, you need 10 quarters now. Ten quarters.
And they're hiking up bridges and they're hiking up. I just want to tunnels and bridges. They're already like $1 million as it is. Like I just can't like live on this planet anymore.
I'm sorry to hear
or,
that.
Or I'll in the city anymore. Let's just all move to Delaware.
I'll have to or Iowa.
Yeah, Delaware has no sales tax and there's no fucking bridges and tunnels.
Well, it's because there's nothing, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, I know. It's the trade-off.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, speaking of leaving the big city, mm-hmm. Hannah's in Iowa. This is all Hannah episode. And it, just when I was warming up to her a little bit in the first episode, I'm reminded of why I fucking can't stand Hannah.
So wait, who did you blame for the opening of the episode when she's talking to Marty on Skype?
Yeah.
And then Marnie says, and by the way, don't ask me about Adam or something like that. And she's like, well, I wasn't going to, but then she brought it up. How's Adam? Who is to blame for bringing up Adam in that situation there? Because I blame Marnie for that.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. She could have just been a martyr and let Hannah bring it up, but she chose, she went to it for it, so.
So she, yeah, kind of like called.
I like how they called out Skype for freezing for no reason, too.
Wonderful. The lovely program that we're using right now.
Yeah. And they had to just put them on blast for just stopping for no reason.
So we find Hannah in starting the grad school, and we see her in her first class, and it's eerily familiar. Like, I've been there before,
Now, the weird thing is, though, before this episode, I told you that I really didn't remember most of this episode.
Right.
And I couldn't remember why, and then you said, well, it's an all Hannah episode, and then I realized there was really just no contrast. We just followed Hannah through a whole thing here.
Right.
She's going to class, we see her classmates, we see her pretentious classmates being all douches about all the writings that they're doing. And
douchey stuff.
Yeah.
I can relate slightly. I mean, I didn't have a long tenure in college.
Mm-hmm.
I went for a one term and then for another 3 years in a different place respectively. But for that one term, I was in the School of Visual Arts in Manhattan and taking film, which I deeply regret not following through on that. Regardless, we had a lot of projects, where a lot of creative film projects that we had to do. And I did one in particular. And, without going into all the details of it, I've been in the setting of the critique of your work and having the... I don't know if it's pretentious. I don't know, whatever it may be, but people saying, "Oh, well, you can't use that word that you did or that subject matter that you did because I'm offended by blah 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 blah." And it's kind of like, "Well, this is my art,
Yeah,
this is what I'm doing. Either you didn't enjoy it, it wasn't entered. You got to look at it. You have to be what was it subjective or objective?
Objective.
Objective, right?
I like when you do something. And then somebody gets the completely wrong thing from it. And then if like if it's determined that you didn't do it on purpose, I think it's some kind of like deep psychological dig that somewhere in your head you have this thing that's unresolved or something.
Mm-hmm.
When it's just like, no, I just did that.
Well, I mean, I can almost like directly have a parallel to. I don't know if she. Now I know we watched just the, you know, spoiler alert. We watched both the second and third episode before doing this one. So I like how
that's a spoiler.
Spoiler alert. I don't know if this happened in the second episode or the third, but so like, all right. So in the class, the Chandra chick was saying, well, or one of the broads in there, she was saying how, you know, because she was talking about an abuse. There was a sexual abusing going on in Hannah's story. Oh, well, you know, I think it's insensitive to victims of abuse and blah, 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 and this and that. So Hannah calls out that person either later in that episode or in the next one, like, oh, I see, you're a victim of abuse, blah, blah, blah. And I could directly relate to that because when I had in my video, there was a character who called himself the rapist. I believe you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yep, yeah.
So someone in my class would say, I think it's really offensive that you would have someone call themselves the rapist. It's very insensitive. I come from a college in, I believe it was Iowa. She was like, oh, my campus, and it's just like so many girls are getting raped and blah, 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 and it's not funny. And I'm just like, you know, I'm like, yes, rape is not funny. It's not, you know, but it's just kind of like, this is a documentary and this is what he calls himself. You know what I mean? You can dislike this man for dubbing himself the rapist and think that he's an insensitive asshole. That's fine. But my job is to document our lives. And in particular, he is calling himself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, it's not like, oh, well, their answer is, oh, well, you have to be aware of, you know, what you put out there to the world. But the thing is, you are only saying it's offensive because if you came from a place where you rape, you know, that you knew rape goes on, but it didn't go on around you, I don't think you'd care, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Either you've been raped or blah. It's kind of like that thing where it's just like, you know, if you make fun of, like, oh, those fucking alcoholics, you know, like, they're fucking losers. They're like, my dad's an alcoholic. If your dad was an alcoholic, you wouldn't fucking say boo.
While I agree with you, how long are we going to harp on this one sentence in the show?
I know, but it's just like a big, like, kind of like, you know.
I mean, like, we got your whole college history.
It sparked the whole thing in my head. I fucking hate that shit, you know. It just goes down to the, like, you know, it only bothers you, you know what I mean?
Well, and anyway, there was another 23 and a half minutes of this episode to,
be offended by everything or be offended by nothing. That's the moral of the story.
There you go. That's all you need to say. So
excuse me for trying to pad out the show.
You don't have to need to pad out the show, brother.
Brother.
So we get her rapport with her people. And then she's at a party. I don't remember how. So Elijah shows up, and now he's just kind of hanging out there.
Randomly.
Yeah. And he just seems like he's part of, like, the lay of the land. All of a sudden, he's like, we're going down to this place. We're going to do this thing. Like, it just seems like he knows. Like, is he from Iowa or something? Like, it was very confusing to me.
That was in the next episode where he was, like, running around. Like, I'm going to do all these things. He just showed up there.
No. That was the second episode of the season.
Well, as far as I know, in the second episode, he just showed up and was just like, let's just go out to a party.
And then they did. I forgot what
but
they
in the third episode, it was he was like still staying with her saying,
right,
I'm going to do all these things.
No, but he said, like, we're going to go down. He knew the streets. It just seemed like he knew the lay of the land.
Okay.
And I like, by the
Deus
way.
Deus ex machina, in my opinion.
Deus
ex machina.
I like when he was like starting to like get it on with the guy, and he just was, the guy said something, I'm not gay though. And he was like, oh, that's cool. Like, just kept...
He was like, neither am I, bro. And the guy was like, oh, all right.
I know, that was so amazing.
Well, he was kissing up on him while masturbating.
Right. He was like, whatever. I'm just gonna get laid.
in the bathroom. And then, like, meanwhile, Hannah's outside with a girl who's crying, oh, my boyfriend's cheating on me, blah, blah, blah. I was thinking that it was the guy in the bathroom with Elijah.
That's what I was thinking it was gonna be. But, like, now, what? Elijah's getting booked to the moon this season, though. He's got, like, all the great one and two liners. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he's become a force to be reckoned with in the show, like, hardcore.
I'm with it completely. I have no complaints for the, you know,
yeah,
in terms of that. That is what's best for business, in my opinion.
Oh, yes. Now,
so Hannah is, she's stressing the writing thing and does not fitting in and bad luck and people pretentious and blah, 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 blah. And it's starting to come kind of clear in these two episodes that she's pulling that bullshit. Like, you know, like I said, throughout all the season, she's not a fucking writer. She wants to just kind of jerk off and not work, I think. Because she showed it by not producing anything when she had a deadline for a book, and she couldn't produce shit. And now she's here, and, you know, yeah, I'm writing it. She's not doing anything.
Well, that's the point of grad school, is you just prolong being an adult for a little bit longer.
Shots fired.
Oh, yeah.
That's a shot. And I was just like, fuck it, let's go to a party, and they get wasted.
And then she's wrestling somebody in an inflatable kiddie pool full of, it looked like blue paint of some kind.
Yeah, yeah. So just wild shit. And, I mean that's really all that happens. It's just we realize that she's just the Hannah situation of her not having a good time showing up there, her not doing anything, and then she just parties it off. I mean, what else happened in this episode?
She had the collect call to her parents, which they were playing Scrabble. That was something. Every time I see the parents, though, I always remember. You remember they kind of made like a. They inferred that the father was ambiguously gay, like the first season, and they just kind of dropped that completely.
What?
In like the first season or so, they kind of planted some seeds that the father was secretly a homosexual.
I don't remember such seeds being planted.
And I don't. There was a little bit of evidence about it. I think there was something weird where like they show him in the shower with his wife, Hannah's mother, on like their wedding anniversary, and he's telling her to like turn around, and like, you know, it wasn't done in like a hot way. It was done in like, I need you to turn around because you're a woman and pretending you're something else kind of way.
Hmm.
And then I think someone actually said something about it, like point blank. It just seems like it was one of the things they just were like, "But this will go nowhere. There's no point in like sticking with it."
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think the show would have benefited from that angle playing out a little bit?
You know
more?
What? I don't think it would, and I think they probably realized that early on, and they just were like, "Never mind."
I don't think that we have any room for that, considering everything that
goes
on.
The show's very busy, and just to throw that dimension on there. I mean, you know. I guess it's always open to revisit.
I guess it is. Yeah, so Hannah, she's on her way to... I mean, like, I just see this whole... all this, like, blown up in her face, you know?
Yeah.
Like, by the end of the season, it's just going to be... She comes back home, and this was a bust.
It's very possible. But then, is she going to come back to not Adam? Because he's going to have moved on with his life?
Well, I have a lot to say about that. In the next episode, because of what happened.
Oh, I totally thought that was the segue to the end.
No,
that was so smooth.
Thank you. I think it's funnier this way. No, but it's just because there's things that really spark that idea in the third episode of the season. But one other funny line, though, that does happen in this episode is that Hannah, when she calls her parents, like, you ever just, you're in a new place and you just think about suicide? Like, not actually doing it, but just, like, you know, different ways to do it if you wanted to.
Yeah, and the mother's like, yeah, I think whenever I'm, like, at a high place, I always think about jumping off, which I do, too. Like, I totally get that.
What? Never.
No, you're, like, you're never on a roof and you're just, like, I could just die right now.
No.
Well, obviously you're in the minority because, you know, Lena Dunham actually like capitalized on that one.
She did.
I mean, she wrote it into the show. Like,
oh, I thought she actually jumped off a roof.
No, she's still.
I thought alive. She like killed herself and this just show's over.
No, that would suck. But yeah, anytime there's been, you know, you're just waiting for the train, and you're like, I just jump on the tracks right now. As soon as the train comes, that's it. I'm done. Like,
That's not funny. You're insensitive to my job because I've actually scooped up a dead body from the train track. So,
that sucks because then you don't even get a tip.
First of all, that was a joke and a lie. That was a joke, obviously making fun of the pretentious assholes. And that's a lie because I didn't scoop up the body; just left it there. It's not my job. My job is just to be like, "Yep, he's dead. Goodbye."
Is it time to end this episode?
Yeah, dead people.
With that, with death.